This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed down on his threat of military retaliation on Iran. But AP's Ben Thomas reports the situation is still tense.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That was National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking in Israel Sunday alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While President Trump called off airstrikes last week that he says Bolton was advocating, U.S. officials say he simultaneously gave the U.S. military a go-ahead for cyber attacks, targeting Iranian military computer systems that control its rocket and missile launchers. Meanwhile, Bolton says the economic pressure will continue.
We expect that the new sanctions President Trump referred to in preparation for some weeks will be announced publicly on Monday. Stay tuned.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The ruling party candidate in the rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. Sunday's vote was held because election authorities annulled İmamoğlu's initial historic election victory in March on a technicality after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan disputed the defeat of the candidate his party put up for election. Electoral authorities rejected the ruling party's claims of voting fraud, but ordered a revote after ruling a number of election officials were ineligible. In a sign of the importance of Sunday's election, voting was brisk from the moment the polls opened. Istanbul is Erdogan's home city and has been his power base for 25 years since his rise to power started as the city's mayor. The city accounts for a third of Turkey's economy and nearly half of its taxation. The mayorship is widely seen as Turkey's most important political prize after the presidency. This is VOA News. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham.